This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Anthony Haney, pride of Georgetown Prep. All the preppers riding around the DMV saying, he was a nice young man. Burgundy and Gold today, Doc Walker here. The third leg to this table, Lanell Willingham, be in the saddle tomorrow. It'll be wild.
Hopefully he's on time.
Well, he won't be on time. He'll be late, but he'll be here. One thing about him, he will show up. Yeah, he will show up. He ain't going to miss the check, no doubt about it. But that is for sure. You've got something that you want to lay on us, huh?
I mean, we haven't talked. We've delayed it long enough, Doc. Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Oh, that's right. Hard Knocks.
Episode one debuted yesterday at 9 p.m.
Let's say this, though. Hard Knocks NFC East style.
Oh, yeah. End season, baby.
End season. It was sweet.
You enjoyed it?
I'm glad you pulled my coat. Yeah, because I'm not a Hard Knocks guy. Once I realized that they feature most teams are losers.
Yeah.
They take the worst teams and give you an inside look as to why they're the worst teams. And I kept saying, what am I doing? Because the teams that are good, programs that are winning, don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because anybody that's got a good recipe, they don't want you to go in there and figure out how they cook.
They don't want to reveal their hand?
No, why would you?
Come on, man, make it fair.
No. But I'll say this. And it started off with the New York Giants. That's the biggest thing I saw, that it was real. They were just complete imbeciles. And they weren't even acting. They were playing it out in real time. And they had the worst trade in the history of the NFL. And a program that I don't think anybody will remain standing. They was a part of that. And that was in real time. So it's a job for a lot of people, you know, play the game and work the game. But from the outside looking in, we look at it with fascination. And if somebody had a camera following you all day, or following you at work, or filming you while you work, that's the reality, you know, of it. I love seeing the perspective. I watched it last year when they did, I think they did the West. But I really enjoyed it, seeing the four teams that I like the most. Because I just think we have the most competitive division in sports. And I really do love it. And that's why, I mean, you may know this offhand, I don't. 20 years? No repeat champion?
Yeah, 20.
Come on, Slim.
And to be honest, we thought it was going to end this year with the Eagles. They got out to a solid start.
Did you really think that?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You thought they were going to come crumbling down?
No, I just, this the East, man.
I mean, it is like.
The East is.
Yeah, but Dallas didn't get off to the start that we expected them to get
off
to.
I didn't know we were going to nosedive.
Yeah, I mean, that too.
See, I'm thinking Washington coming up 12-5. All kidding aside, I'll be serious for a second. Dak is a bad dude. Their offense, now, I didn't know they were going to get Pickens. But even without him, I didn't know they were going to give up the baddest man on the planet either. I didn't know that. I just know that Dallas, they're going to be competitive because despite Jerry, they do a damn good job at pro football. He's the only thing stopping them from being really, really, really good. But as long as he's meddling in their affairs, nothing will change.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see the Giants nosediving, but I also didn't see them getting two bright prospects that will define their future. Scatterboo ain't no joke.
Yep.
Now he's out now. Mm-hmm. They're without their gun receiver. They got this kid with a swagger quarterback. I like them. Their edge people disappointed me. I thought they were beasts on defense. But it's not garbage. If they don't hurt themselves, they are tough out. But that's this division. And then who saw this coming here? I didn't see NFC Championship game. I'm not going to say that. But I didn't see this collapse.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see this. I didn't see it. Because yeah. Mariota.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of five. I mean, five, you look at five, you go, for him, you get hurt. That, yeah, okay, I can see, maybe. But Mariota backing him up, I think we had the best two combination. I'll take us against anybody. I ain't mad. I thought that we would ride. This is way before they got rid of their plow horse. I just thought, but if we get rid of eight, we definitely going to get somebody we think is better or better options, and we going to run them till their tongue drags out. Well, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. And we get the oldest team in the league. That's not good in any sport. I don't care who you are. Maybe horse racing. If you got a lot of people around the barn and stuff with age and experience. Young man's game, man. AARP, that's not something you brag about. That'd be good for them to sponsor the Nats.
Nah.
But in football, man, you know, you got to have, it's okay to have some wisdom. Slim, this ain't bowling. So what's our plan? What are we going to do? We have these young people. I still remember camp. I still remember Madrado talking about all these young guys, tight ends, all this stuff we were talking about. You know, Bill. And then there was Green Bay. Not just getting beat, not losing the game, but leaving a rookie on an island with a monster? That's your game plan was weak. Then you get your quarterback beat up. He going through an alley in a bad neighborhood. The hell was that all about? That's how you start the season. So from that point on now, we're just trying to pick up the pieces and put stuff back in place. And come on, man. And now, that was a bit of like, wow, you're playing Denver like this in prime time? And could have possibly won the game? Okay. Maybe I'll get back involved mentally. Yeah. So, I think it's salvageable. But I want to know who's going to be the hero.
I mean, who? If you had to bet, who would you go with? Are you going with the Eagles to finally snap their streak? Or are you going with Dallas? Or are you going with the Commanders? I know I'm not going with the Commanders. I don't have a beating Philly twice.
It's not going to be popular at all.
Oh, man.
I know it. It's just.
Are you really about to go? Are you really about to say it? Are you really about to say it?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to fight it off one more week. But eventually, the cream rises to the top.
Hey, look, they play tomorrow.
Yeah.
They play tomorrow. And mind you, they are 6-5-1. They have a tie.
Now, we do picks. Are we doing picks tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to do our picks. Who are you going to go with? Dallas or the Lions?
You know, I've taken the Lions every week that we've played. Big boy put his fist through a wall. But they're not the heart and soul of their team, like what Terry is, Saint
Amon-Ra.
He's that dude.
He's hurt.
That's my point. The guy that I count on, he's like Terry. I don't think he's gonna play.
So you're about to do it? You're about to go with Jerry's team?
I don't even consider them Jerry's team.
How about them Cowboys?
Well, see look. I can put football ahead of all of it. Because they're not cheating. If they're not cheating, if they're playing in Dallas, they're cheating. They get all the calls.
Yeah.
But are they in Chicago?
No, they're in Detroit.
They're in Detroit. Okay, yeah. So they won't have their – because Jerry, there's nobody can convince me. They no guy with that stripes on go against them. Not home.
Yeah.
You won't get out that parking lot. That's a fact, Jack. Dak is playing so well. And they got these two freaks. And you got one. The Lions don't have consistent pressure. They got a freak. But I don't know if he's – I think he's solo like Zorro now. It's just not the same team.
Yep.
And they're usually dealing with points. And I, you know what? I'm going to have to – it's going to be tough tomorrow.
So if they win tomorrow, you think they'll end up winning the division?
I think there's a damn good chance.
This is what their schedule looks like, the remaining
schedule for them, okay.
They have the Lions tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then the Vikings.
Win.
Then the Chargers at home.
Win.
They play – in D.C. against the Commanders on Christmas Day, and then they round out their season in New York at MetLife. Seems like a pretty easy schedule.
Seems like five
for
wins.
Them.
It seems like
right?
They could close the season out 5-0 if I thought they would run more. Which I don't think they will. Because they love, and Dak's good at it. And he got two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Really three. I love the tight. They got two tight. Look, man, they're really solid. They really are solid. I don't want to be intoxicated over Philly being up and losing a lead and a game. They did that to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Pushed them boys around.
It pushed them around.
And Philly's schedule, they'll be going up against another team that really wants to run the ball, that'll also have their starting running back, Omarion Hampton, and the Chargers host the Eagles on Monday Night Football. And then the Eagles also have the Raiders, the Commanders, the Bills, and then the Commanders again.
Wow.
My money's on the Eagles to close it out. They're going to beat the Commanders. They're going to beat the Raiders. And I think they're going to beat the Chargers. Unless they really get pushed around again, they get pushed around again, they're cooked.
The Chargers will bully. They will definitely try to bully them.
But also, Justin Herbert, he might not play.
Why?
He had surgery today. Yeah, on his hand.
Oh, he did have surgery on the hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've been neutralized. That's the thing about this game, this sport. You got to know who's playing.
Yeah.
When it is, who's actually going to participate in it before you run your mouth.
Play.
Yeah, unless you're Linnell. Get ready for Big D. If they
win tomorrow.
Because Williams inside.
Yeah.
First of all, their interior now is no longer soft.
Oh, not at all.
It's rock hard now.
And they do a lot of five-man fronts.
Yeah.
Where they can get him, Odighizuwa, and Kenny Clark.
Not, yeah, and yeah. No, they put in three bad
now,
men.
Now you gotta go one-on-one against.
Their pressure is better than ours, inside interior.
Yeah. I mean, they're also playing five guys, though.
Well, why don't we play five guys?
Well, I mean, Eddie Goldman at the nose, he's a run stuff. He's not really a Patrick. Quentin Williams, he's doing it all.
He's doing it all. Well, he's
You're not blocking him one-on-one.
No.
At all.
That's why, as much as people may not want to hear it, they wouldn't be a surprise getting in.
Yeah.
And then
Dallas is scary.
No, because they can throw. That boy can throw. Now, can you imagine?
You sound like a Dallas fan.
You're
really praising these guys.
No, Dak every year does this in regular season.
Oh, okay.
Regular
you're
season.
Just enamored by the regular
his
season.
Regular
play.
Season proficiency. Okay. And this kid at the other wide receiver spot, this boy is serious.
Yeah.
See, I didn't really pay attention to him in Pittsburgh. I thought he was a jackass. He may be still a jackass, but he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
On the field, on the football field.
Yeah.
I've not seen him drop a pass. He catches everything. And I'm saying to myself, well, we'll see. Now, when the playoffs start, now it's a whole new Dak.
Okay.
It's a whole new program.
So you'll be singing a different tune, gotcha.
Well, his demons now. I got to let him do his thing. I don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs. Can you imagine the enormous pressure on this man at $60 million a season with the brand and the pass? How does he overcome that? But we got time for that.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I really don't care about them. What I care about is these boys in burgundy and gold. So we'll find out. 6:23 here in the nation's capital. And BTP, I can't wait. It's going to be funny. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The building just slanted one way. The big fella's in here. You hear him over there. And Anthony, you played him real well, too. He got his feelings hurt because you wouldn't respond to him. He doesn't understand. You know, for him, he's like coming out of kinder care. And he walks into this adult environment, and it's a little bit overwhelming for him. And so this is what he has to deal with every week. But I like the way you played him, though. Yeah, that was real smooth.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't pay him any mind. So
No. It's just like he's sitting over in his crib. He's whining.
Yeah.
And you just throw him a pacifier. or give him, you know, something to play with so he can play in his crib. But we got adult business to going on here in this adult version of Burgundy and Gold today. And a lot of talk about the home team, and rightfully so. Laremy Tunsil, Chris Paul, Beatis. You know, Cosme has not had a setback. That's saying a lot, man. This brother comes in, serious injury, out, comes back on the pup, waits, comes in, and I'm sure he's in some pain, but he's not missed a rep based on my knowledge. And the more you hear about Josh Connerly, you hear people across the league saying that this dude is surviving and now starting to thrive a little bit. And let's face it, kid played left tackle. Mm-hmm. Now he's playing right.
Yep.
I don't care who you are. When you receive those accolades doing something a certain way, then you change it and come do something at a higher level, opposite of what you've been used to, it is take some transition. And he opened up the season against the Werewolf and survived it. It was ugly at times, but he didn't quit.
Yeah.
You know, and
I mean, the craziest part about all of that, because he had three straight weeks where he just going against
NFL.
Hound after hound after hound.
NFL.
And Cliff's out there leaving him on an island.
That was
he's been left on an island.
That was a crazy part.
Yeah.
But it's almost like when your kids start taking them first steps, and you hopefully you get lucky, you'll figure this out one time
in
your life.
Yeah, but the first 3 weeks, at least give him some help. Like, he was left on an island
more than
Laramie.
Your father, who taught you how to walk, basically? You remember that? Your mother, your father? But your father just let you out there.
Probably, yeah, he'd probably just let me go.
He'd just let you go. Yeah.
I'm crawling, getting in there, everything. Like,
yeah, you want to get over? Get over and get it.
I was a little rascal.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, my God. I'm not going to say what you expect me to say right now following that. I know what you thought I was going to come up with the next question. I'm not going to do it. I'm not messing with him. But let me give Debo Samuel his due. You know, it was not his best season, his last season in San Fran. The brother's a dog. I'm telling you, man, that dude is a dog. And he's just not had it, that perfect situation yet with Scary, him, Five, all of them together. You know, we haven't seen it. But I like what he's doing. I still like us.
Yeah.
I don't love us, but I like us. And I think there's more to be earned. I do not think this is a wrap. I think we got to dig down. I don't know about this game ball thing. I didn't know anything about that. Is that legit?
Yeah, we gave out some game balls.
We? You mean you and Big Fella?
Yeah, Linnell had like four people. I just gave one to Zach Ertz. I thought he had a good game.
Let me guess. This is Linnell's idea. Okay, I should have known.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely Linnell's idea.
I'm going to say this, and Coach Thompson, and Ed, I know you know what I'm about to say. Coach, man, he has so many sayings. But my favorite is hear nothing, say nothing. When he had a caller calling about a game ball, I didn't know what it meant. Because I don't listen to Linnell, but I'm just like, game ball. Who would come up with a concept of giving away game balls after a defeat? He really did that?
Yeah. Have you ever gotten one after a game in which you guys lost?
No.
What if you set like a record?
No.
Okay. Just curious. Because look, you've been there. You've done
I don't know. Only played 20 years after, 20-some years after. I know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. See, the concept, and again, I told you yesterday, all I heard was ESPN.
Yeah.
Programming. I never heard you. Had I heard that, I would have called in immediately and asked you, had you lost your mind, allowing him to take you down that road. You followed him with that garbage?
Unfortunately.
If he walks over here again, I'm going to pull him in here. I cannot believe, even for him, that's low.
Yeah, I think he more so just wanted to talk about standout performers from the game. Granted, we lost, but I think he just wanted to shine a light on a couple of guys. Connerly was one of the guys. The whole entire O-line is actually who he wanted to, quote-unquote, give a game ball to. Terry, of course.
See, you could have even won me over by saying, you know, give him a slice of pizza. You know, my boys at Paisano's, I'd have thrown him a slice. You know, or a drumstick. A chicken wing. You know, I could come up with some things. Because I was proud of the effort. I was so angry. Because it reminded me of being, of course, you know, when the game's going on, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I was here for the Hail Mary.
Oh.
And it was like watching the end of that and seeing Linnell and Denton Day absolutely lose their minds and see that in real time. And then to be here again for the final play and such a stark contrast. And I felt like, I mean, and I just felt Toby Altizer, we were here. Strober was here. Strobes, man. Strobes is a stud, man. He really is. He really is. I really like that kid. I felt like seeing it, it happened to the Bears, and I made fun of them and did. I was a complete idiot. But watching Linnell scream and holler at that time, and I know what he's been through and what Denton Day, what these young guys have been through. Like yourself, you really haven't seen that many good things happen. And yet you've been extremely loyal. When that pass was tipped, first of all, I never thought we'd lose the game. I felt that good about the game, the way we were going. So we're going to win this thing. We're going to pull this off. We're going to get this thing and get this roll going. Because in my mind, we're going to win 6 straight. This is where I was at that time. I was thinking, we're going to run the table. 5 is going to come back in a week or two. We're going to get hot. And Cliff is going to hand that ball off. DQ is going to get us some stops on defense. We got a new kicker down. All these things I'm telling myself. We about to crank this bandwagon up. I thought about to call Kornheiser and say, let's crank it up.
We've been saying this for so long, though, Doc. We said this when Jaden Daniels first came back against the Seahawks. Oh, we got Jaden back. This is a must-win game, Sunday Night Football.
Well, no, Jaden wasn't back. I said this is what I was saying during the game with Mariota.
Okay.
I'm in this building. I'm right here saying this right now. Okay, Denton Day is here. Toby Altizer. We're all here. Okay, Heavy Metal. Strobes. And I'm thinking, hey, man, we're about to get on a run. And then I didn't see the tip. You know, I'm watching Mariota. And I can tell that I know he didn't go sidearm. You know, he didn't pump him. I haven't been able to look at the play since then.
Oh, man. You made you want to vomit or something?
I couldn't take it.
Ah, that's fair.
The idea that
we're this close.
I was that close, and now I've got 3 hours of radio to do.
Ah.
See, y'all, you just went and grabbed another cold one. Your day was over. Mine was just beginning. I'm like the firefighters. We run in the building when it's blazing. You run out. See, and so, so 3 hours to deal with that. Have that happen, and then go, you're live.
Yeah. That was brutal, Doc.
It is. You have no idea.
I was going through it.
For a senior citizen.
Yeah.
To be put in that situation.
It's not funny, but, like, it is funny.
Oh, I'd be laughing. If I was your age, I'd be laughing at me. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I signed up for this.
That wasn't the life you deserved, Doc. Not
at all. I deserve better.
Yeah.
I deserve to be in the owner's suite. Having caviar. Yeah.
Beat up.
Yeah, and Johnny Walker Blue. That's what I deserved, but I didn't get that. And so I was almost in shock. But then we got 3 hours of work ahead of us. I'm thinking to myself, I just want to go home. I'm so pissed off. Because now I'm going through the woulda, shoulda, couldas.
Yeah.
And I know Coach Verbanek is out there somewhere thinking, well, he taught me that all words are losers. And I'm thinking, man, it shouldn't have been this close. Now I'm thinking about, how did it even get this close? And why didn't we go to Terry? And then I start thinking now for the next 3 hours, the next 3 days, all I'm thinking about is that you got one play to go to the Super Bowl. Is that the play you're going to run? Doesn't every team go over scenario, as Coach Sheehan would say, doesn't every team go through a scenario of one play to go to the Super Bowl? What do we do? Mm. Is that it? That's your play? And it's been driving me nuts. I haven't slept since then. Because I'm just going over this. I'm going over this. Wait a minute. A professional operation, it's in December of your season.
Yeah.
And you're coming down to one play. And that's it?
Yeah.
That was your best shot. Mm. I find that unacceptable.
Do you think it would have been better if they switched it, if they had the running back on the left side? So that way, Mariota, if the defender is running right at him, he could at least roll to the right and, you know, complete the pass a little bit easier, as opposed to him having to roll to the left, throw a cross by. If you're trying to throw a crossbody, you're probably gonna get sacked.
You make a point, but don't you do that? Go over that in one of your late meetings?
I guess so. I mean,
in other words, it's December. You started this now in the summer. Okay. Now I'm just going. Now look, I'm not being the money morning quarterback.
I'm just trying to find ways to, because I think it was a great play. The design was there. The result was there.
If it was there, then they'd have won the game.
We were five fingers away from winning that game.
It wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because if it was there, if it was that easy as you said it, then the band would have been playing. We'd have been singing Hail to the Commanders.
Yeah.
The game would have been over. And I feel like, you know, Road Warrior, Tailgate Ted, and I start thinking Rally Captain, and I start thinking about all my people that I miss dearly,
mm-hmm.
because they operate the game within the game. They are the entertainers that are so grossly underpaid for what they endure and the amount of people that they entertain, that it's crazy. And all of that right there. Now, we did get the Hail Mary. Now we got the opposite of that, because that was the reverse of it. Last play of the game, Northwest Stadium, national televised audience, prime time, and you got the counter of that. And that's just unacceptable for me to live with, if that was the best you could do under those circumstances. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I should have that as my doorbell at the house. I like that. That's Anthony Haney on Vibes, DOC on a hot microphone. Appreciate y'all being patient. It's been not the most entertaining volume of Burgundy and Gold today, because in defeat, there is no joy. And I'm still recovering from that. Jonesy, shout out to K9 community. And I feel you, what you're saying and all that. I don't accept it. I can't accept it. He said we were just, Jonesy said, we just one pump fake away. That would be true had he pump faked and we won the game. Then I would agree with you. Hell of a pump fake. So did they not practice that? Did they not illustrate the guy coming off the edge who's a great player? Had they not rehearsed it? What did you tell me? Everybody's got a 911 emergency kit in their car in bad weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
You better if you're on the East Coast. I'm a West Coast guy. I know that much. All I'm saying is that if that's your last play, that's unacceptable to me. That's not preparing to the ultimate. You got caught with your pants down.
And Doc, you're asking the hard-hitting question.
Okay, then you know what? Let me just switch the sport. And Ed Montgomery, my boy, said, I would go to jumbo package, tailback, fullback. I tell you what I'd do. 73 would have been in the game. Chris Paul. I know you're a Chris Paul guy. Chris Paul, you managed a lot of your game after Chris Paul.
Uh-huh.
Did he get a raw deal? Talking hoops before we go out? That's too much for you.
Oh, no, we can.
No,
I mean, we got 20 seconds.
You look nervous. We'll save it for next time.
Yeah, we can save
it. I may call in tomorrow on BTP. We do picks.
Say no more.
Okay. How about that? Are you ready for that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, you got to deal with him.
I know. I'm going to hit him with an elbow first.
Well, yeah, you should. Yeah, he deserves it. Yeah. Hey, folks, nothing but love, peace and love out to you. As Lieutenant Ronnie would say, peace out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.